Columbus. The Ohio Department of Health on Tuesday reported 5,648 new COVID-19 cases statewide in the past 24 hours. That includes 404 new cases in the Mahoning Valley, 156 new cases in Mahoning County, for a total of 29,768, 121 in Trumbull, 22,161, and 127 in Columbiana, 13,428. Ohio last week surpassed 1.45 million total cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The average number of new cases reported each day in the valley so far this month is still higher than in September, and two times higher than in August. Valley counties have reported an average 311 new cases each day this month. In September, it was an average 295 cases per day, more than double the 113 average daily cases reported in August. Statewide, nearly 103,000 people are presumed to be actively infected as of Wednesday, down from more than 129,000 people on September 28, the most recent peak. The state on Tuesday reported 208 new COVID-19 deaths since its last mortality report 4 days prior, which is an average of 52 deaths per day, including 4 deaths in Mahoning County, 2 in Trumbull and 1 in Columbiana. On Friday, 342 new deaths were reported, which was the highest single-day tally in months. Right now, the month of October is on track to be the deadliest for COVID-19 in Ohio. So far this month, 1,076 COVID-19 deaths have been reported statewide, close to the 1,088 deaths reported for the whole month of September. August saw nearly 380 total deaths. About 2,100 COVID-19 deaths were reported statewide in December, the month with the most recorded pandemic deaths, an average of 70 per day. The surge of new cases that began after the coronavirus highly contagious and more dangerous Delta variant became the most common, however, has been on the decline. The state's 2-week average of new cases per 100,000 people declined last week for the second week in a row, following months on the rise due to the coronavirus highly contagious Delta variant. The state last week reported an average 561 new cases per 100,000 Ohioans, down from 617 the week prior. That's still more than 5 times the CDC's threshold for high transmission, which is 100 cases per 100,000 people. The 2-week rate of new cases was 699 for the week ending September 22. Columbiana County last week reported 818 new cases per 100,000 residents, down from 861 for the 2 weeks ending September 22. Mahoning reported 670, down from 703, and Trumbull reported 622, up from 611. The average 2-week rate of positive coronavirus tests also has fallen 2.6% since its most recent peak on September 9 and is now at 11.4%. That rate had increased steadily since mid-July. However, it continues to be as high as it was in mid-January, as the state's winter surge was on the decline. It's still nearly 9 times higher than the all-time low of 1.3% reported in late June. The 2-week positivity rate for the period ending October 5 was 14% in Columbiana, down from 14.9% at last report, 15.3% in Trumbull County, up from 14.3%, and 11.2% in Mahoning, down from 11.3%. There were 385 new COVID-19 hospitalizations reported statewide Wednesday and 33 new ICU admissions. As of October 6, 1,133 people reported to be fully vaccinated have been hospitalized in the state for breakthrough infection since January 1, and 186 fully vaccinated people have died. That means breakthrough infections are attributed to about 2% of all COVID-19 deaths reported since the beginning of the year, and about 3.7% of all hospitalizations. Due to a technical issue, the latest ODH data on vaccinations was unavailable Wednesday afternoon. Reporting is expected to resume as normal Thursday. Between Monday and Tuesday, 4,503 new vaccinations were started in the state. As of Tuesday, 5,942,352 vaccine-eligible Ohioans have been fully vaccinated, or about 59.4% of Ohioans age 12 and older. As of Tuesday, about 49% of all residents in Mahoning County have completed their vaccinations, 46.7% in Trumbull, and 40.2% in Columbiana.